down right now.
Avner Gvirjahu, leader of a group called Breaking the Silence, was invited to the United Nations to speak about war crimes he had participated in and witnessed as an Israeli soldier. At the meeting, he described how Palestinians are frequently killed by Israeli soldiers for trivial reasons.
When I was a soldier in the West Bank between 2004 and 2007, the orders we got, any Palestinian holding a weapon, you shoot to kill. Right? And you can go and seek through our testimonies throughout different times and different years. It wasn't only someone holding a weapon. Sometimes it was enough for someone in a balcony to hold the binoculars or cell phones or just standing on a rooftop.
The meeting was held in the North Lawn building of the United Nations. The meeting was called by the Committee on the Exercise of the Inalienable Rights of Palestinian People. Gvirjahu read from his recently published book, which compiled testimony of many former Israeli soldiers. He described how Israeli soldiers routinely steal from Palestinians in the process of searching their homes.
People went into the houses and looked for things to steal. This was a very poor village. At one point, guys were saying, "What a bummer. There's nothing here to steal. Someone else, I took some markers just for the sake of this." This is one testimony out of the beginning of a testimony of 145 testimonies that we actually put together, compiled in this one book.
Gvirjahu described how the crimes of the Israeli military are often described as protective or self-defense, when in reality they are acts of offense and aggression. The meeting was disrupted by two American Zionists.
You and your safety of your family depend on those who you have insulted and belittled today. I'm sure you've been told many times the word ugly is something that was used in the Holocaust by Nazis. Your use of that word today is no accident, except that what you said is an ugly lie.
Gvirjahu responded by pointing out that among Zionists, even the slightest criticism of Israel's actions is not tolerated or heard.
And maybe this will surprise you, that there also are Israeli soldiers that are doing horrible things. Now, I can encourage you. I'm not going to convince you, because it's not about convincing. I can encourage you to read some of our testimonies. Now, it is so sad for me. It is so destructive for our community that any criticism that comes out of it, from in Israel, from outside of Israel, automatically you close your ears. People have been covering their ears for too long. I'll say this and I'll say this again.
The meeting was attended by representatives of Malta, Namibia, and many other countries. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.